Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here. And today, in artificial intelligence news, we've got to talk about AI engineers, because they are already burning out. Now, if we're talking about this, we're going to turn to CNBC's Hayden Field for a really good write-up on this, because quite frankly, I think this is something, as we are just now getting into the AI boom, and we've had AI for years, but we all know it's exploded. This is what's going on, and quite frankly, I don't think it's good, because AI workers at big tech companies, we're talking Google, Microsoft, Amazon, et cetera, talking to NBC, basically, or CNBC, talked about the pressure that they are all similarly under to roll out tools at the fastest speeds possible due to the internal fear of falling behind their competition. Remember, this is the quote-unquote iPhone moment for artificial intelligence, according to NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang. So with that, these tech workers were speaking mostly under the condition of anonymity to CNBC because they were fearing retaliation and were not authorized to speak to the media. But the experiences that they shared illustrate a broader trend across the entire industry rather than just one single approach by one single company to artificial intelligence. They all spoke of accelerated timelines, chasing rivals' AI announcements. Obviously, somebody announces somebody big, everybody's got to catch up, and an overall lack of concern from their superiors about the real-world effects. These are themes that appear common across the broad spectrum of these tech companies, Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera. Now, engineers and those with other roles in the field said an increasingly large part of their job was focused on satisfying investors and not falling behind the competition rather than solving actual problems for users. So some of them said that they were switched over to AI teams to help support fast-paced rollouts without actually out having that adequate time to train or learn about the AI they're working on, even if they're new to the technology. The common feeling they all described is burnout from this immense pressure, long hours, and the mandates that are constantly changing as we are constantly adapting. Or somebody comes out with innovation, and then one company says, scrap that project, we've got to meet or exceed the competition, all those kinds of things. Now, many also said their employers are looking past the surveillance concerns, the privacy concerns, not to mention AI's effect on climate and other potential harms, all in the name of speed. Because remember, these take a lot of processing power, which means they consume a lot of electricity, a lot of power. And so with the whole Bitcoin and cryptocurrency thing where you've got a massive power consumption, a massive footprint in data centers, et cetera, artificial intelligence is now expanding and is planning on expanding way beyond that. Some of them said that their colleagues were looking for other jobs or switching out of AI due to essentially what is an untenable pace. Now, this is, for the record, the dark underbelly of the generative AI gold rush, and that's exactly what it is. Tech companies are racing to build chatbots, agents, image generators, all this kind of stuff, and they're spending billions of dollars on training their old large language models to essentially ensure their relevance in essentially a field that right now is expecting to top $1 trillion within a decade. Even Sam Altman is asking for trillions of dollars, he of OpenAI fame, to basically build general artificial intelligence or artificial general intelligence, AGI. So this is a huge problem that we are going to see. And I think that we have seen this constantly in the tech field. I wrote an article on Forbes about how cybersecurity professionals are burning out because we're not getting breaks, we're not getting budgets, we can't basically get bodies in seats to help defend organizations. Organizations also realize, hey, we could fully defend ourselves if we just had the manpower and we're willing to throw the money at it, but why throw the money at it if we don't have the manpower? So this is a huge problem. AI is just the latest version of this, and whatever replaces AI as the next evolution, I'm pretty much thinking we're going to see the same thing, although probably half the time AI is actually going to be the ones generating this, which then speaks to the further issue. How do you solve that gap? You've got new, fresh-faced people out of college or out of those certifications going into the AI field, burning out after a couple of years because screw this, I'm working crazy, crazy hours, but at some point the AI gets so good that it just starts building other AI. And that is a whole other set of issues. But burning out in the tech field is a very common issue. I don't care if you're IT or cybersecurity, you're a programmer, there's deadlines, there's just hard-paced issues that you have to address and resolve. And so it's not going away anytime soon, but we can definitely talk about it and we should all be aware of that. So if you know an AI engineer in your life, buy him a beer, give them a hug, whoever they are. And so that is your news of the day. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at NickAESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.